this piece of legislation best addresses the issues that voters want to have addressed and does so in a fair and rigorous way.
Using the carrot and stick analogy, Ogden Representative Jeremy Peterson says Utah lawmakers have spent too much time focusing on the stick when it comes to illegal immigration, when they should also be considering the carrot.
We've seen in Arizona that their economy has been damaged by the approach they've taken, not only from labor leaving, but also from boycotts and ill will from other parts of the country. I think that we're sensible enough here in Utah that we would like to avoid that kind of outcome. And if at all possible, this legislation meets that criteria.
The freshman legislator says Senator Luis Robles' Senate Bill 60, which creates the Pilot Accountability Permit Program, would pay for itself. The bill would have those who are undocumented pay a fee to work in the state. That fee would pay for enforcement and policing of the program. Peterson says it will increase public safety while holding those of goodwill harmless.
Law enforcement's not going to spend their time chasing around people who are here to work or otherwise, law-abiding.
Robles and Peterson say the bill has a stronger public safety mechanism than Republican Representative Steven Sandstrom's enforcement-only approach because it focuses on the people committing the crimes rather than every single person who is in the country illegally but otherwise law-abiding. Robles says her bill recognizes the state's limitations when it comes to enforcing immigration law.
Our job is not to remove individuals of this country. We have no authority. We are quantifying them. We know who they are, where they live. They go through a criminal background check. We're addressing issues of integration by having them enroll in English classes and civics classes. And also, we will be able now to quantify their contributions.
But Senate President Michael Wadup said earlier in the day that neither Sandstrom nor Robles can solve the bigger problem of illegal immigration. He says he's not confident either of their bills will pass.
But I know we're going to pass something dealing with immigration this session. I think we're hearing from our constituents around the state. We know it's important to them, and we know that there is no one answer that we can address from the state position that will satisfy our constituents. This is a federal issue that needs to be addressed by the federal government.
Another possibility is that several immigration-related bills will be merged into one omnibus bill. A new study from the Pew Hispanic Center estimates that 110,000 undocumented immigrants live in Utah, which is a decrease from 120,000 in 2007. I'm Whitney Evans, KCBW News.